of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening and welcome to the Prime Evening News. For today, I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. Newly established Committee of Concerned Lawyers, CCL, plans to handle major cases sidelined by the Dominica Bar Association over the past 20 years so as to preserve democracy in Dominica. Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc., BTMI, has made the difficult decision to cancel the annual Run Barbados series this year, pursuant to the ongoing global efforts to manage the COVID-19 pandemic. And African American father says his 29-year-old son, Jacob Blake Jr., who was shot 7 times, mostly in the back, by police in Wisconsin 2 days ago, is paralyzed from the waist down. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments Wise Limited. First up in the news. On August 25th, 2020, a concerned Dominican revealed the experience of his family member at the DLP government's quarantine center, allegedly the St. James building in Portsmouth, from August 24th, 2020. The person in question said they have the money to afford the government's requested fees. However, the DLP administration appears to be extremely disorganized in facilitating visitors and returning Dominicans.
Well, I have a family member that's there that's been quarantined. The family member came down, they're there, they were put in a situation that's substandard. There's nobody saying that people cannot be quarantined. We appreciate quarantine. But if you're going to quarantine somebody, you must give them adequate place to stay. You can't put them in a place where the place is filthy. And that particular member has a pre-existing condition. Came in yesterday, no water to take medication. Nothing at all. And he's still in that place. And he has his money. He can pay to get a decent place. And they're charging him $400. No food yesterday. No water yesterday. Still in the condition. Now, if a person is coming down, why won't you, if you're going to quarantine them, put them in a place that's proper for them? You don't choose and put certain people in good places and put other people in bad places. Give them the opportunity to explain themselves as to what the capabilities are to pay. And I think that's a problem we have right now. The people have to take a better stand in trying to figure what is the person's medical condition as to what are their needs. You can't put everybody in one box. You're causing more medical problems than you need to have. So my point I'm making here, the place is filthy, it is dirty, it is not fit. In other words, the stock in here did not even clean the place. And he's paying $400 a night. And they came down to bury his brother.
The family member, who is in contact with his relative in Dominica and chose to stay anonymous, said better preparation, customer service, and execution of efficient services need to be implemented to ensure that Dominicans and visitors are properly treated and protected from COVID-19 transmissions at the quarantine center.
So the guy is suffering already, grieving for family member, came from England to do that, and he's taken back. And besides many calls, nobody can give an answer. He followed every protocol that the government said you ought to do. He came from England, went to Barbados, he had a COVID test in England, had a certificate, went to Barbados, took a COVID test in Barbados again, get a certificate, presented all this online to the authorities in Dominica. He came in negative all the way through, and nobody can tell him why they're sticking. This is the problem. You need to be able to get proper information that people are aware. He's been speaking, nobody listened to him, he's still there. And many of us who know people make phone calls, and we still have not been able to get an answer. I, in particular, have spoken to people that I know that know better, and nothing has been done. I won't call names of those I have spoken to who are in a position to help. But nothing has been done. You know, and the person is a first-generation Dominican. His parents are Dominican, first-generation Dominican. And other people who came together with him, who were not black, were sent to better quarters than he did. So we're still in chains. The white folks are treated better than Dominicans. Because if white, all of you came on the same flight, if you're going to hold him in quarantine, and he has no sign of COVID, he's negative, why put him in a different place from the white folks? So our minds are still in chains. This chain is not broken. So we ought to be treated as human beings. This is not UWP, this is not labor, this is not freedom. We're talking from humanitarian standpoint.
This concerned Dominican recommends that the country's COVID-19 quarantine team do a better job of assessing the needs of every single visitor and Dominican placed in government quarantine so as to avoid creation of additional problems for the individuals in quarantine.
They need to go in there and look at each person, the other people who are there who have not had the opportunity to call, that they have not looked at the plight of the people. They need to interview everybody, see what the person's situation is, and make proper decisions. He has the means to pay for any place he wants. And he has people here who would pay for him if they need to. I, in particular, have a big property down there which nobody is in, a 5-acre place up there. He can stay there where all the conveniences are. And if they want to put a security, we're willing to pay for the security at that price if they want to do that. Because the guy is sick. He has a pre-existing condition, and we are concerned about it. We are deeply concerned that while you're trying to do one thing, you're creating another problem. His brother is dead, and he's suffering right there. No one has come to see him since last night. The guy came in yesterday, no food. Fortunately, we were able to make contact with a good Samaritan who was able to bring water for him to take this medication. Is that quarantine? What are you doing to people? Are you trying to kill them? We ought to do better than that. We are Dominicans. We ought to do better than that.
In more news, the Committee of Concerned Lawyers, CCL, are of the view that Dominica is at crossroads today, describing the world as unstable and uncertain, complicated by pandemics, huge inequality and poverty in and between persons and countries, along with challenges to the rule of law, especially among governing elites, which threaten peace and prosperity around the world. The Committee of Concerned Lawyers, CCL, says in Dominica, problems have been intensified by the fact that the population of the people is small and vulnerable not only to external shocks such as natural disasters, but to internal policies and conduct which threaten community solidarity and weaken capacity to withstand these pressures. Speaking to Q95 FM on Tuesday, executive member of the CCL, Joel Paris, announces that the executive will be meeting with the public to discuss the institution's objectives to the benefit of the people of the Commonwealth of Dominica. This meeting is planned for August 26, 2020 at the PSU building, beginning at 1 p.m.
Well, tomorrow is an important day for the Committee of Concerned Lawyers. This is a very new group, and I would rather use the word institution, that we are embarking on, and we will be introducing the group to the public tomorrow, Wednesday, the 26th of August, at the DPSU building. Briefly, it's an institution to provide really checks on the excesses and the power of the state, right? And as a full-fledged institution, it will evolve into a sort of group of councillors who will have the research capacity to ensure that whenever there is an issue with the power, the governors of Dominica, the powers that be, whenever there is an issue of excesses of power, that we can intervene, and we can intervene in a legal way.
Joel Paris reveals that the Committee of Concerned Lawyers will handle all major concerns sidelined by the Dominica Bar Association over the past 20 years in Dominica.
Well, the rules and the function of that group will not necessarily be different. We intend to embark on an area that the Bar Association has not quite frankly addressed in the recent past.
Executive member of the Committee of Concerned Lawyers, CCL, Joel Paris. This is Q95 News. Portsmouth-born attorney Alec Lawrence is again appointed member of Dominica's Electoral Commission. Lawrence was Dominica's Island Scholar in 1980, received an LLB Upper Second Class Honours from the University of the West Indies in 1980, a legal education certificate in 1986, and in 1989 a certificate in legislative drafting. He was called to the Dominica Bar in 1987. Lawrence has been involved in major criminal and civil litigation in Dominica. He has represented the French construction company Nord France Enterprise in arbitration against the Dominica Electricity Services Limited, a local power company, with success resulting in an award of approximately $12 million. Lawrence also represented Cable and Wireless Dominica Limited, including the preparation of the relevant documents in transactions leading to its acquisition of the Dominica assets of Cable and Wireless West Indies Limited, valued at $120 million. He has also represented the government of Dominica and PricewaterhouseCoopers in litigation pertaining to the receivership and liquidation of British Trade and Commerce Bank. Alec Lawrence took the oath earlier this morning before President of Dominica, Charles Salver.
Lawrence, do swear that I will faithfully execute the office of Member of the Electoral Commission without fear or favor, affection or ill will, and that in the execution of the functions of that office, I will honor, uphold, and preserve the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Dominica.
Attorney at Law, Alec Lawrence. Alternative People's Party, APP Interim President Tahira Blanchard says she has always been interested in politics. Having seen and heard of many Dominicans who have been subject to victimization, Blanchard stated that she has decided to step forward and actively enter into politics to speak on behalf of those who are afraid of victimization and discrimination. According to the APP Interim President, the reality in Dominica is that there are too many people in survival mode. Tahira Blanchard was speaking on the In the Spotlight radio show hosted by Fadina Frampton on Monday night.
So I have decided that I am going to stand up for everyone who cannot stand up for themselves. I am going to be that voice of the business person who is struggling and who can barely keep their business doors open, but because of fear of victimization, they cannot speak. I am going to stand up for the government employees, the nurses, the policemen who are working under certain conditions that they don't appreciate, but they cannot speak because, hey, they don't want to lose their job. I'm going to speak for the people who are unemployed and they are hoping if they stay quiet that a job opportunity will finally reach them. To the mothers who cannot afford to send their kids to school or to study, so they are hoping if they keep quiet that their child can get a scholarship. Because the reality is, there are too many people in our country that have life hard, that are always on survival mode, but they are afraid to speak.
Blanchard says she refuses to be like many people who know better but choose to remain silent. She hopes to terminate the vote your conscience psychology used by some political figures.
There are too many people right now in our society that know better, and they choose to remain silent. They choose to do nothing. Well, I refuse to be one of those. And that is the main reason that I am involved in politics. And I've been there for a while, and I am certainly not going anywhere, especially when I remember that little line, vote your conscience. I am going to put a stop to it. I am going to do my best to empower our people, to help our people to be more independent and self-sufficient, so never again would they have to feel that they are indebted to any political party for doing what they're supposed to do.
Interim President of the Alternative People's Party of Dominica, Tahira Blanchard. Meantime, APP's Women and Youth Outreach Executive Sharon Vidal believes volunteerism is very important in the growth of young individuals. Vidal was a guest on the In the Spotlight radio show, along with the rest of the party's executive.
I believe as a young person, volunteering is very, very important in the growth of young people. I think if we get that, if we allow young people to volunteer in organizations, it builds leadership skills, communication skills. There's so many things that we are plagued in now. If we encourage our young people to participate in those things, we would not have, at least they would be minimal to some extent.
Sharon Vidal says community involvement does not have to be political, but simply community friendly. Vidal stated volunteerism builds on community growth.
You're part of the community, you live there, you work there, you play there, you're part of the community. So volunteering is very important because that is volunteering which builds the community growth. when people volunteer in different areas, they volunteer with the youth, they volunteer with the elderly, that's where you get strength, that's where you build a lot of weight on government to do those things, that's where community grows.
APP's Women and Youth Outreach Executive, Sharon Vidal. This is Q95 News. Dominican-born, Washington, D.C.-based attorney Gabriel Christian cautions the people of Dominica their democracy has been snatched up and tortured by the Roosevelt-Skerrit administration for the past 20 years. Christian sends a message to key members of the Dominica Labour Party that actions have consequences.
You have abridged the constitutional rights of ordinary Dominicans. Dominicans, stand up for your country because our democracy has been taken away from us. And none of you, Reginald, Maureen, and all the others who are enablers and apologists will stop the time. And Prime Minister Skerrit, to you I say, my brother, I've asked you to resign. Not of hate, not of bias, but because I sincerely cared for you. And I thought if you resigned, took stock of what you'd done wrong, you had an opportunity to come back. But if you want to stay in power, let me just say I apologize to you, sir. Do not resign. Stay there, because God has given Dominica to you. Stay there.
Dominican-born attorney based in Washington, D.C., Gabriel Christian. Strategic advisor to the Dominica Freedom Party and president of CARIFEED, Jeff Bellot, says despite citizens' claim that the government's fee for PCR testing is expensive, he believes the fee of $100 per PCR test is reasonable. Bellot told Q95 FM radio there is room for improvement in the state's preparation to fight imported cases of COVID-19.
Well, yes and no. Again, in the 80s and 90s, when the federal government had an excellent healthcare system, even to the 90s. The problem here is this. There's a lot of things to look at, the national health insurance and all of that, because I paid $150 for me to still be able to get my PCR test in time. I pay $150 to be there. The person comes to Dominica, and then after Dominica is going to come home. If you're coming home and you're not returning, well, fair enough. You are not returning. You come to the country, do the PCR test after the 14 days. You do the PCR test after the 45 days. And then if you're coming back, you're not going back, then you stay quarantined 14 days. $180 and $210 to the PCR test to keep the people in this country safe. It's a drop in the bucket versus the health system we have in Dominica to be crippled.
Strategic advisor to the Dominica Freedom Party and president of CARIFEED, Jeff Bellot. The technical department of the Dominica Football Association, DFA, has gone into preparation mode, and Dominica's national team is getting ready for the FIFA Qatar 2020 World Cup. In that regard, Q95 News confirms that 33 players have been invited to commence training for the qualifying stages of this competition to commence on Tuesday, August 25th, 2020. Dominica's national squad consists of experienced players such as goalkeeper Glenson Prince, defender Yuslid Bertrand, and striker Julian Wade. However, there are a number of notable omissions, such as teenager Odell Laville, who made his debut for the national team in 2019. Laville scored the lone goal against St. Vincent and the Grenadines in the 1-0 victory at the Winter Park Sports Stadium in the CONCACAF Nations qualifying competition. Additionally, two college students, Kazim Peltier and Shermia Dangoben, have been featured in recent national units. Goalkeeper Raleson Pascal is also on board this time around. Now, the players selected are Glenson Prince, Dante Newton, Erskine Williams, Yuslid Bertrand, Malcolm Joseph, Ajaya Roye, Giles Mitchell, Malian Philip, Donan Javier, Javid George, Sidney Lockhart, Anthony Frederick, Chad Bertrand, Brian Thomas, Fitz Jolly, Kelrick Walters, Tristan Sandy, Julian Wade, Travis Joseph, Michael Gasper, Jocelyn Prince, Romario Bergens, Jamie Parilaw, Daryl Longdon, Davon Giroj, Rallison Pascal, Kimani Thomas, Denzel Loda, Giovanni Xavier, Nick Anthony, Marcellus Bonney, Anderson Lawrence, and Rion Coffey. The technical staff reads Rajesh Joseph Lachu, the head coach, Ellington Sabin, the assistant coach, Enoch Lee, medic, Courtney Challenger, goalkeeper coach, Henrik Anselm, the manager, and Reginald Daru, equipment manager. According to the technical department of the DFA, they considered the level of character and sportsmanship displayed while reviewing 80 players before deciding their final selection. You're listening to Q95 News. In keeping with the ongoing global efforts to manage the COVID-19 pandemic, the Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc., BTMI, has made the difficult decision to cancel the annual Run Barbados series this year. Manager of Sports at the BTMI, Devon Chase, mentioned, "I believe that this is the first time in the history of the Run Barbados Marathon weekend that we will not be hosting this event. It has not been an easy decision for us, but in the interest of the preservation of life and overall general well-being, it was certainly the most responsible decision to make. The BTMI will be taking advantage of this brief hiatus to reset and to plan for an improved running experience in 2021, with a view of attracting even greater participation among locals and visitors." Now, a black man, shot many times in his back by Wisconsin police officers, is paralyzed from the waist down, his father has stated. Jacob Blake, age 29, was shot several times as he went to a car and opened its door in the city of Kenosha on Sunday. The shooting sparked two nights of protest in that city, with buildings and cars set alight. His father has now told a U.S. newspaper that his son is paralyzed, although doctors do not know if this is permanent. Jacob Blake Sr. told the Chicago Sun-Times his son had 8 holes in his body. "What justified all these shots?" his father asked. "What justified doing that in front of my grandsons? What are we doing?" Video footage of Mr. Blake's shooting, taken from across the street and shared on social media, illustrates the father of 3 leaning into the car and an officer grabbing his shirt, with 7 shots fired. That's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. Newly established Committee of Concerned Lawyers, CCL, plans to handle major cases sidelined by the Dominica Bar Association over the past 20 years so as to preserve democracy in Dominica. Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc., BTMI, has made the difficult decision to cancel the annual Run Barbados series this year, pursuant to the ongoing global efforts to manage the COVID-19 pandemic. And African-American father says his 29-year-old son, Jacob Blake Jr., who was shot 7 times, mostly in the back by police in Wisconsin 2 days ago, is paralyzed from the waist down. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments West Indies Communications Enterprise Limited. I am Richie Farrell.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.